suspension apprehension. The report into Wallasey constituency Labour Party is a masterclass in distortion, and weighted naturally in support of the Blairite wing of Labour, which is protected by Wallasey's continued suspension, with any candidate selection process, to be implemented by regional Minnie McNichols. The report rebukes members with, "It appears that meetings in Wallasey have been increasingly adversarial and challenging for some time. It is not in dispute that bullying is unacceptable. But if challenging MPs or councillors is bullying, then the bullying of Jeremy Corbyn by the 170 Blairite MPs suggests the Parliamentary Labour Party should have been suspended long ago." Horror of horrors, some members are accused of demanding that Labour, yes, Labour, councillor should refuse to carry out cuts. As that is the policy of the Wales Trade Union Congress, Unite the Union Local Government, Unison Local Government, the RMT Union, the Fire Brigades Union, the Power Union and many others, should the whole Labour movement be suspended? In 1985, a similar report was published by Neil Kinnock's Witch Hunt Committee into the Liverpool District Labour Party. "We challenged it in court, and the judge threw it out on the grounds that it was based on tittle-tattle, gossip, and innuendo, and therefore totally unreliable as evidence." Unlike then, the tide of history is flowing against the Blairites. A mass response of all those committed to anti-austerity and internal democracy is now essential to force this discredited right-wing bureaucracy to retreat. The working class needs a leadership which fights the Tory attacks on the poor and needy, rather than attacking its own membership. Tony Mulhern, Liverpool.